The aim of the CoPower project, which is funded by the Northern Periphery and Arctic Programme, is to develop a community-based virtual power plant and a viable business model to support five communities, and these are our project partners. So these communities are in Finland, Iceland, Ireland, specifically Donegal, and the Faroe Islands. So the community-based virtual power plant is using information technologies to link multiple small energy systems and operate them in coordination, like a utility-scale power station. This will help balance electricity demand and production. So currently, Donegal County Council and Enact are co-designing the CVPP model. So each partner will map their own renewable energy sources, like solar panels or wind turbines, and then these individual components are then coordinated and managed as a unified system, optimising their collective contribution to the overall energy needs of a community. So the virtual power plant will be capable of integrating several distributed energy resources, collecting, analysing and communicating real-time energy data from various sources, including weather forecasts and pricing information.
And that'll bring an array of benefits to areas like Donegal.
Yeah, absolutely. So the main benefits that we see of the virtual power plant will be savings, security, potential income and clean energy use for communities. An important part to remember is that this project is funded by the NPA, the Northern Periphery and Arctic Programme, and they support rural and Arctic regions in the EU. So communities who suffer from blackouts will particularly benefit from this. The model itself will demonstrate how communities can support their own energy needs through a system of collective power that increases participation and control in local communities. So it'll raise awareness of how consumers and producers can work together to generate their own local energy requirements. So we're at an early stage of this project and its development. We started working on it together last summer, and the community-based virtual power plant will be implemented by 2026. So the budget is just under $1.5 million. And off this, we'll be bringing just over 500,000 to the county to achieve this.